KSXARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6SERC, and welcome to News West for the 28th of July, 2024. Now on the show.
Hello from Dennis, VK6AKR for the WAVHF Group Incorporated. At the end of July, we bid farewell to the good folks from the WA Embroiderers Guild, whose exhibition and workshops at Wireless Hill have provided us with the opportunity to reimagine a couple of our activity days, and to let some visitors know about our hobby of amateur radio. Several of their workshop participants were, or had family members involved with radio either in the services or as past amateurs. The reimagined activity days, which we advertised on WA Hams, resulted in a fair number of QSOs. A rewarding outcome, so perhaps consider holding your own impromptu QSO sessions and invite others to warm up the airwaves. We can now look forward to a traditional activity day on Saturday the 3rd of August, and there should be quite a lot of interest about the HF noise canceller kits that were the subject of a bulk order from Terry VK5 Tango Mike. There will be some interest too, I'm sure, in the 23cm band, thanks to the club's Kenwood TS2000 and my variation on the bi-quad antenna, which performed well in preliminary testing. My variation uses circular rather than square radiating elements, which I find easier to trim for resonance. Later in the year, we intend to warm up the 6cm band, thanks to the interest of several club members in association with others who have worked that band before. Finally, a heads up for the Remembrance Day contest in August, the 17th and 18th specifically. The WAVHF group aims to run two teams, so we're looking forward to a buoyant contest. The RD is always well subscribed, so mark your diaries and help VK6 do well. Look out for our reminders too on WA Hams and from Martin VK6ZMS, who actively promotes the RD and other contests. Pretty much all bands, and for the ones with RTTY capability, double points. 73 from Dennis, VK6AKR for the WA VHF Group.
On Tuesday afternoons and evenings, the 40 and 80 metre bands come alive with the sound of slow CW. Who would have thought that this ancient art, which some say was once such a dreaded part of the amateur licence test, would become so popular in these days of modern communications? The uncontrolled net is run in designated portions of the two bands to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment. Slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old-timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or to just enjoy the banter. The CQQRS net started in Western Australia 3 years ago and has been running every single Tuesday and has been unbelievably popular. The net runs from 3pm until about 7pm on 40 metres, then moves to 80 metres, and we've had up to 60 stations on air having a go. And who knows how many listeners are out there every Tuesday as well. So, the CQQRS net is on 40 metres between 0700 Zulu and 1100 Zulu, that is 3pm until 7pm, and is held between 7020 and 7040 kHz. Then between 0900 Zulu and 1300 Zulu, which is 5pm until 9pm, we're on between 3540 and 3570 kHz every Tuesday. There's no net control, so when you're ready to have a go, just find a quiet spot and start calling CQQRS at about 75% of the speed you can copy. Most stations will match your speed, so go slow until you're really comfortable with CW. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed. We'd love to have you join in. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So again, the net starts at 3 p.m. every Tuesday above the DX segment on 40 metres between 7020 and 7040. Then, after 7 p.m, moves to 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kHz. There are usually stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information and to receive our free weekly CQQRS RagTune newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via the email on qrz.com, or you can use our address, cqqrsnet@gmail.com. That is cqqrsnet@gmail.com, and I'll be pleased to have a chat.
Perth Tech is on September the 21st, and we're working to put things together to make it into its usual great weekend for amateur radio. Firstly, have you blacked out the date on your diary? Saturday, September the 21st. There's nothing else important happening that weekend in amateur radio, so make Perth Tech your target. Did I tell you the date? It's September the 21st. It's a Saturday, and it's all day. Would you like to be a presenter at Perth Tech? Drop us a line and let us know what you'd like to talk about. Or if you have an idea that needs working on, talk to us and see what can be developed. Oh, and another thing, apparently some people don't listen to news broadcasts or read emails and they avoid social media. Let us still be amused to discover that they hadn't heard about events like Perth Tech. Imagine that. So please, dear listeners, tell other folk what's happening around the place. You can contact Perth Tech at the special email address, perthtech@vk6.net. That's Perth with T-E-C-H, perthtech@vk6.net. And we'll be at Hamfest waving our flag. The RD contest is getting closer. Here's a reminder to have a go, even if it's a small go. This contest, whilst basically individual entries, allows multi-operator entries. Is your club or a group of you thinking of a group entry in the RD? It's great fun and good socially. The Hills Amateur Radio Group is planning such an effort at the Hague Shack. How about letting us know what you're up to? You can send your RD contest stories or any other amateur radio stories you want to newswest@vk6.net. Finally, thanks to the folk who get online to record their callbacks and give feedback. A shout out to VK4QRZ who heard NewsWest on VK6RHF 29.680 MHz. And that's FM, isn't it? Other regulars are VK2YK via download, VK6MIK via download, and VK6NDX also via download. And there's more. And then there's ZL4 Tango Echo. He enjoys watching our news on YouTube. The NewsWest teams appreciate your feedback online and on air. And I'm Bob, VK6POP.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750 or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
The Radio Amateur Society of Australia, RASA, is deeply involved in protecting and enhancing the privileges and rights of Australian amateurs. RASA was responsible for convincing the ACMA to approve 2x1 call signs. You know, the call signs with only one letter after the prefix. These are prized by contesters and DX chasers. RASA has developed and published several resources for amateurs which are available free to anyone that wants them. The resources include the Foundation Level Study Guide, our most recent publication, and this is a complete study guide for passing the Foundation Level exam. It's a 21st century electronic book with live links to external resources, such as purpose-built instructional videos. The Foundation Level Study Guide was compiled by a team of amateurs across Australia in a 12-month-long project. Accompanying the study guide is the Welcome to Amateur Radio Guidebook, another electronic book with a whole lot of resources and information that new and returning amateurs need to know. RASA also operates web-based resources. One is VK Regs, a website devoted to explaining amateur radio regulations in Australia. Another is QRM Guru, which, as its name suggests, is a site devoted to tracking down and killing, or at least reducing, QRM. RASA's website, vkradioamateurs.org, has more. Just visit our website, bookmark it, and revisit often because we strive to keep it up to date and simple to navigate. And have I said yet that RASA's resources are free? Yep, free. You don't have to be a member of anything to take advantage of RASA's resources. It would be helpful if you told your friends about RASA's free resources, and wouldn't it be nice if you told RASA that you like the free resources? Your emails to info@vkradioamateurs.org will not go unanswered. RASA, the Radio Amateur Society of Australia, is an organisation that is and will remain relevant to the needs of Australian amateur radio operators. I'm Bob and I'm the Vice President at RASA.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. The story goes that the name of our hobby, at least in some parts of the world, ham radio, stems from the notion that we as a community were perceived as being ham-fisted in our ability to operate a Morse key. We apparently claimed that slur and made it our own. I've never actually been able to verify this narrative, but it goes to the heart of what it is to be part of the hobby of amateur radio, as opposed to professional radio, which is what I once heard someone refer to themselves as. This notion that we are playing outside our sandbox, that we're doing something less than real, that we're somehow not whole as a result, is absurd, especially in the context of how we are an integral part of how spectrum is allocated around the globe. It's fun to remember that playing outside the box, trialing things, exploring, inventing, and learning is the reason we're here. The whole thing is incremental, much like learning to walk. Sometimes you fall flat on your face, yet here you are perambulating like a champ. As an aside, did you know that how you get up off the floor is pretty much how you learn to do it as a toddler? It might not be the most efficient, but it's how you do it. Speaking of falling down, making mistakes on air is part and parcel of being an amateur. There's no protocol police, nobody to issue a fine if you make a mistake. Just dust yourself off and try again. The urge to optimize pervades our hobby. We optimize our antennas, our gear, the time and band we choose to communicate on, the modes we use, the places we operate from, even how we participate in contests. All of it is a cycle of optimization. During contests, I've regularly attempted to flex my imagination to optimize my activities. For example, the VK Shires contest rewards you for combinations of Shires. So, I created a map of all the Shires, then looked for places to activate, preferably on or near borders, so I could change Shire with minimal effort. There are contests that reward different Maidenhead locators, so I set about finding spots where you could activate four at once. By the way, a Maidenhead locator is an amateur radio geolocator, which I'll dig into some other time. Contesters regularly use multiple radios to optimize their ability to talk to stations that double their points, so-called multipliers. Over the years, I've come across many different excuses for getting on air and making noise. Popular activities like Parks on the Air or POTA, Summits on the Air or SOTA, and plenty of others are all programs that aim to get you out of your shack, set up your station at a particular location, and make contact with anyone and everyone. On occasion, you'll hear a station combining activities, doing both a POTA and a SOTA activation, because the summit is inside the boundaries of a national park. Ian, Mike Zero Tango Romeo Tango, took this idea to a whole new level. He wondered if you could qualify for multiple programs simultaneously, and, if so, how many? Gathering data from summits, parks, islands, beaches, and bunkers on the air, together with UK Castle and Lighthouse Awards, and adding Worldwide Flora and Fauna or WWFF, 8 programs in all, he set about exploring. For some programs, like castles, lighthouses and bunkers, you need to be within 1 kilometre of the entity, and summits need to be activated within 25 metres altitude from the peak. For other programs, beaches, parks and islands, plenty of extra work was needed. Ian's code is available on GitHub in the WEAOA, or Worked Everything Everywhere All at Once Award repository. If you have time to head out to the beach just east of Devil's Point near Plymouth, you'll be able to activate 21 different programs at the same time. The Maidenhead locator is India Oscar 70 Whiskey India 06. As with any outdoor amateur radio activity, take nothing but pictures, leave nothing but footprints, and kill nothing but time. Be mindful of creating obstacles and trip hazards for your fellow humans, and be prepared to have a park ranger turn up as soon as you sit down. Oh, and if you think that's not in the spirit of amateur radio, you haven't been paying attention. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6 ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Good morning. Yes, it's me again, Rory, VK6 X-ray Victor, with this week's upline, the 28th of July, and we're getting through the year pretty quick. I've got a lineup for you today. First off today, from Graham, VK6 Rotten Oranges, we've got Valves Free. We've got 3 Mullard, excuse my phone, we've got Mullard Q2061-20 tubes, there's 3 of those, and we've got 1 RCA 6146, not a 6146 Bravo, but it's made in the USA, and from memory these valves have been used but may still have some working order. No guarantee is it exact status. It has been a long time passing. Free to a pickup in the near Manning Cannington area. Mutual agreed time and state. Please contact Graham, VK6 Rotten Oranges, or VK6 Romeo Oscar for the purists at hotmail.com. Again, at VK6 Romeo Oscar at hotmail.com. Next item, wanted from Steve, VK6 Victor Zulu, and he's looking for a Collins 75 Sierra-3, 80 meter to 10 meter HF valve receiver, fitted with the standard 200 Hz CW filter. Sadly, some of the owners have removed this filter, which has become a standard with the receiver. Consider an unrestored one as well. Please contact Steve. His email address is Steve Ireland, Victor Kilo 6, Victor Zulu, or VK. He hasn't left me his email address, so I'll have to go search for it. Finally found it. It's Steve, VK 6, Victor Zulu, at tpg.com.au. Again, that's Steve, Sierra Tango Echo, Victor Kilo 6, Victor Zulu, at tpg.com.au. Next item is from Carl Reed. He's looking for a Yaesu Fox Tango 450 or Kenwood. He's not too sure what he wants yet, but he's looking for someone who was selling the Yaesu FT450, and he'd like to talk to you about it. And his email address is Charlie Alpha Romeo Lima Tango Oscar November Romeo Echo India Delta figure73@gmail.com. It says CarltonReed73@gmail.com. If you are the owner of that Yaesu FT450, which was for sale and is still possibly still available, please contact Carl. Next item comes from Michael, no call sign given. Here's a Yaesu Fox Tango 290 Romeo Ormo 2 meter transceiver in original box, $100. As a Yaesu Fox Papa 707 20 amp power supply, $100. Also as a Kenwood aerial tuning unit, AT230 manual antenna tuner, $100. As a Daiwa Charlie Sierra 401 4 wave antenna switch, $60. As a Gen-Zi AC700 base station desk microphone, that's a Densei or DENSEI AC700 base station desk microphone, $60. There's two 5/8 wave in phase 2 meter vertical base station antennas, $60. And a new beam antenna with full size wire base elements, two on each band covering 20 meters, 15 meters, and 10 meters, $100 for that. Contact Michael 0403 854 720. 0403 854-720. And I have an inquiry myself pertaining to the valve bank. I'm not aware of who's got it presently. I did know who had it, but rather than have to search my computer for the last 2 years to find it, if anyone can tell me who is custodian of the valve bank, I would be very grateful. I thought I saw one from Gerald here as well, but if you're there, Gerald, I can't find it at the moment, so maybe I've deleted it, but I'll have to go through my... If you can send it to me again. I did see something from you, but I can't find it at the moment. With any item next week, please call me. VK6X-Ray Victor is the call sign. VK6X-Ray Victor at bigpond.com is the address. And my name, Roy, VK6XV, as usual. And thank you once again for listening. 7-3.
Hi there. It's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that NewsWest is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWest Weekly Podcast -KiloZulu7YankeeCharlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.